Welcome to Secondhand Film Critics, your favorite source for mildly pretentious, semi-uneducated, and highly unqualified opinions on movies. I am Kayla, and I am here with...
Noah. You know what?
What?
It's time again. It's time for...
What time?
It's
what
like,
time is it?
It's...
What you, time
it's
is it?
It's summertime. Yeah, that's what it is.
Time
it's
of
like
our
the
gosh.
High School Musical 2. They're all like in their schoolroom, but it's Oscar time.
What time is it?
Is what the thing is.
Oscar's time. It's our
ceremony. No. that was terrible, but it is time for the Oscars in April, which is definitely weird.
Yeah, it feels very weird. I'll take it though. It happened. We've got it.
I'm just ready for a nice time. Hopefully we got some good awards at this show. We're doing this episode. We did this kind of episode last year where we did nominations and predictions, obviously. And then we did another episode last year, which we'll also do this year, where on Tuesday, the Tuesday after the Oscars, we'll kind of react to the winners, the losers, and then we also kind of give predictions for the next Oscar show, which I forgot we did last year. So I listened to episode we did, and I have our
You're
predictions
kidding.
Written down.
I had no idea. You're surprising me with this information right now. I'm
going
to hear our predictions live. Because I see last year's predictions in the run of the show, but
yeah.
I don't know what we're going to get here.
I kept the notes secret. Well, I literally just found out today because I just saw the episode title.
All right, I'm ready for it. Hit me with some predictions.
Well, so first of all, this is one of our biggest episodes for some reason. People still listen to this one. And I sound so sick in this episode. I definitely had a cold. So I feel really bad for people listening to this. But so we obviously talked about a lot of stuff that didn't come out, which was West Side Story, French Dispatch, Dune, Last Night in Soho.
We thought like those would be Oscar contenders this year.
Yeah. Like, well, we were sure about West Side Story. We were like, well, obviously it's a Steven Spielberg movie, so that will get a lot of stuff. Apparently, French Dispatch and Tenet were going to drop in the same week in July. That was like the slate at that point, which,
yeah,
that is really sad. Really sad. That didn't happen, obviously. We predicted correctly that Soul and Onward would both be nominated.
Wow, look at us.
So we got that because we were like, I guess if they're both received well, they would be. And it did happen.
Amazing.
You did mention, though, that some upsets could be SpongeBob, which did not come out. And Scoob. You were like, Scoob, I think, could make it. We mentioned multiple times in this episode how excited we were for Scoob.
In every episode. It came up in the beginning of the year. It came up in... what was the coronavirus movie theater episode? We just, you know, and that was the biggest letdown of the year.
If anyone's out there and is like has a lot of time on their hands, I would love if they listened to like every episode we did in 2020 leading up to the Scoob review. Just like cut out each time we talk about Scoob, put them together, and then put the Scoob review, and it will be like the biggest letdown of all time. I said that Tenet would get nominated for technical stuff, but bigger awards were a toss-up.
Wow, you got that right.
Which was true.
It was nominated for production design and special effects, right? So.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned the Paul Thomas Anderson movie, which is now in post-production. That obviously got like kind of delayed a little bit. We did mention Minari, which was very forward-thinking of us because we were talking about Sundance a little bit. So that was great. I do want to mention we definitely weren't aware that this was an American movie at the time, so I just want to clear that up that it is. Because we really didn't know anything about this movie at the time. Because what we did say is like we said we thought that it probably would fill like the Parasite slot, which I do think is true.
Yeah,
that
I
it's
think
filling
in a
that
way.
Slot.
Yeah.
But not in like I think we were also saying it in like the foreign language kind of way, which I don't think is the case because I think in that case they are different. But in a way, it's like the same in the indie kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned The Father, and I said I can almost guarantee that's going to get some stuff. So
Wow. Congrats.
We have. And you brought up a G.I. Joe movie.
Really?
And then immediately after that, you brought up a Clifford movie.
Yes, the Clifford movie.
So this was, I'm going to reenact a little bit. It was, there's a Clifford the Big Red Dog movie coming out. And then there was a pause. And I said, I don't think that's going to get any Oscars.
Wow. You know, I'm still there for it.
I think I tried to, like, include it. I was like, maybe it'll get, like, some VFX kind of stuff.
You never know.
It could still. You don't know. You also brought up the Tom and Jerry movie.
Mm-hmm. Which,
was not good.
Didn't watch it.
You also mentioned a Scrooge movie, which I don't know where. I don't know what that is either.
Scrooge comes out every single year.
Yeah, it's so true. I tried to bring it back. I mentioned Zola, which hasn't come out yet, but I think, like, it will be an Oscar movie probably in this coming year.
Yeah.
June 30th, that comes out. So very excited for that. Shirley, which didn't pan out, but, you know, I feel like it was in the conversation for like a week and then people watched it and were like, this is boring.
I fell asleep during that movie three times.
Yeah, three times?
It took me three sittings or more to finish that movie because I kept falling asleep.
Yeah, I think I took at least two times because... It was usually what happens with me is I'll pause it and I'll take a nap. And that's what happened to that. I was like, yeah. I have to just take a nap right now because this is...
It's so exhausting. Yeah. Bummer.
And lastly, we mentioned the Marilyn Monroe biopic, which is now set for this year, but no like specific date. That's a Netflix movie, which I didn't know.
I still stand behind that.
Because it's Marilyn Monroe.
And it's a biopic.
It's a biopic.
But those always do well.
It's called Blonde, which just seems like such an Oscar name, you know? Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, it's so artsy because her hair is blonde.
Yeah.
That's why. So those are our predictions. Of course, there was one more mention of Scoob at the end. So.
Of course.
Real L for Scoob.
Major
but,
L.
I feel like the fact that we got Minari and the father were pretty impressive, but yeah, not Clifford the Red Dog.
Yeah, that far in advance without having seen anything. I guess at the end of this episode, are we making nominations? I mean, Jesus.
Next episode, probably.
Next episode.
I think next episode, because we did that after the awards last year,
okay.
So we can probably get into that next episode.
Cool.
I'll have to do some research for that,
because
I have no idea. Now we're at this show.
We are.
This is the third ceremony that there will be no host, which I think is
I like
honestly
it. I'm
good.
Here for it. I think it works better, less clownery.
Because you get people to come up and do like little bits, but you don't get to be... I feel like when the same person is doing bits, it just kind of gets old.
Yeah.
So I like it. There's going to be an ensemble cast of 15 presenters. So Angela Bassett... Halle Berry, Bong Joon-ho, Don Cheadle, Bryan Cranston, Laura Dern, Harrison Ford. A lot of people on here. Wow. Brad Pitt, Reese Witherspoon, Zendaya. I think they have all of them here. I just don't want to go through because that's boring. But there's... I think I like that so much better because then we get like more people.
And I feel like it helps recognize other people who are part of the industry as well.
Obviously, there will also be like the four acting winners from last year.
Yeah.
So on March 19th of 2021, they announced that the nominees would not be able to attend via video conference. So they were going to have it all in person. Now they've said that there will be some additional venues for the ceremony that like so in London and Paris. So they will reduce travel. But it's majority going to be in person, which I don't know how they're ensuring.
I'm sure they're.
Precautions, but you know,
I would hope I'm also pretty sure a lot of those people probably have been vaccinated. Not that that changes the safety of it, but
yeah, and I mean, I'm assuming there'll be probably less people because I think usually, I mean, probably like less like plus one kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm assuming there's stuff like that in place. Like, I feel like the Golden Globes were not good. But since then I have seen other ceremonies do the virtual thing and I feel like it's worked better.
Yeah. Like the pre-recorded stuff had like helped some of those other ones.
Yeah. But I mean, it will be nice to have like a little thing in person as long as it's safe. Just like, it'll be a lot more normal feeling.
Mm-hmm.
How are you generally feeling about this show? Are you like excited and different? You know, what's the overall vibe?
I feel like I'm pretty indifferent about it, which is very weird for me, because normally I'm way more hyped. I think a lot of that comes from it being later. I feel like a lot of my 2020 movie hype just really has exhausted its time. Like, I can't keep extending my excitement about 2020 movies this far, because I'm worrying about other things now. So it's not that I'm not excited, but I'm also not as excited as I've been in the past for this awards show, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I think that, like, I am just excited for the ceremony itself, because it's just something to look forward to do, because there's so little things to do now. But it's not like I'm looking forward to seeing, like, if something's going to win in anticipation. I feel like there's no, like, last year was obviously Parasite was, like, the big one that I was just excited for because I loved it so much. I feel like this year there's a lot of movies I, like, enjoy, but there's not really one sole movie that I, like, just want to see win something, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, there's definitely things I want to see not win. but there's nothing I'm like, if this doesn't win, I'm going to be so upset. Maybe if they had been smart and nominated The Assistant for something, I could have been like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's fine. But I think, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I think I'm excited for, like, even more, like, random categories this year, I think, than, like, Best Picture, which is interesting. So we can get into the nominations, which this was the order we had last year. I think this is just the order they announced them in, like the order they use, I'm assuming. So we can just stick with this order that I have. So supporting actress. This is the first category. We have Maria Bakalova, Glenn Close, Olivia Colman.
And then we also have Amanda Seyfried from Mank and Yanya Zhang from Minari.
I like all of these except for Glenn Close. Like, I love Glenn Close, but the Hillbilly Elegy performance I don't love. So, like, I feel like there's that in all the actor categories this year, that there's one where I'm like, but, you know, I think we both think the same person's gonna win, which is
Yanya Zhang,
because she's won, like, a lot.
Yeah, she's pretty much swept the last couple, which I think she's really one of the only ones that I feel like, one of the only categories that I feel like is locked this year.
Which is great.
Because last year we had a lot of categories that, like, we were very sure who is going to be winning.
Basically, all of the actor categories were locked last year.
Yeah, and this is really one of the only ones that, like, has a very solid, like, I would bet money on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only, like, little factor is the Glenn Close thing, because, like, they always don't nominate, like, because she hasn't won. We obviously already know this. And, like, she's been trying to campaign for years. So we thought that she was going to get it with the wife, whatever. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not related to the father. Could maybe it could potentially be like a spiritual sequel. I feel like those kind of movies are like, I don't know. They just feel like such Oscar movies. But so she maybe could sneak in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's pretty much locked. I would personally love to see Maria Bakalova win here, but I know that's not going to happen. So that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just glad she got nominated, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Makeup and hairstyling. Wow. I haven't seen Pinocchio, so can't say how good the Pinocchio makeup is. I'm sure Pinocchio looks amazing. so we both think Ma Rainey is going to win here, which I think is a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, I think really the only one that would come close is Emma, because they always lean towards those kind of pieces, I guess.
Yeah.
The ones that stand out more, I guess, except for Joker. Costume design last year. No, but I think Ma Rainey is gonna take this one.
Yeah, I think I would not want to see it win. That'd probably be like my second pick. I did say Emma because they do a really good job in that movie of making the makeup, like, the whole movie, they do a good job of making it like a regular costume drama, but also feel very modern. And I think the makeup is very good in that, in the hairstyling. So that'd be cool if it won, but Ma Rainey is great too. I think that is like one of the best aspects of that movie, mm-hmm. is that kind of stuff. All right, documentary feature, which these ones, I don't know. I'm not really too hot on a lot. Pretty much all of these are very middle road for me.
I mean, I haven't seen The Mole Agent, so, or Collective.
Mm. Yeah, Collective, it's like, it's a movie. It's a very standard Oscar documentary. And The Mole Agent just didn't do it for me. Like, I feel like that should have been the one I liked. I just didn't. But I would like to see, personally, My Octopus Teacher win. I think it does have a good chance of winning. I honestly, this is so out of character for me because it's like the basic one. But I just liked this movie. I thought it was okay. I thought it was really nice. And he had a great accent too. I always like the British accents.
Yeah, I didn't love that movie, but I think that it's going to win.
I said Time as maybe a potential, like,
I think it's a toss up between the two. It could go to either one. I think My Octopus Teacher has a bit of an edge.
Yeah.
I think it's been in conversation more among people. But I do mm-hmm. think Time could also take the cake.
Costume design. We're pretty... Wow, we're so locked into this. Wow.
Yeah,
we have the exact same ones. What do we think is gonna win here?
We think Emma's gonna win.
Yeah.
It's the easy pick for them. Period piece, you know, nice dresses. It's go-to.
There are nice dresses.
Yeah. I haven't seen Emma, actually.
It's not bad.
I feel like I would enjoy it.
Yeah. If you haven't read the book, like, this is for people listening, like, too, I would not recommend it because they don't do a very good job of, like, explaining the story. So it's like, it makes sense if you know the story, but
if you
it's
know
also.
The story already.
Yeah. I feel like that's with a lot of Jane Austen stuff. Like, they sometimes just assume you've read it. Ma Rainey's would be fun to win, though.
Yeah. Like, that's what I said I would love to win. I love, like, the dress. That well, like the dresses that Ma Rainey wears.
Yeah,
I think the suits look so good too.
Oh, they're so snazzy.
It's
the
fire.
Shoes
and the shoes.
The shoes.
What a central piece of the story that their costume designers and wardrobe department was probably like had all these different shoes.
You're right.
And they were like, "All right, which ones do we use?" And just like. That I love that.
It was a perfect shoe.
It
they,
was a perfect
whatever
shoe.
Shoes they had, they picked the right shoes.
They did. I, you know, I stand behind their choice of shoes.
The shoe choice was on point. Oh gosh. Film editing. We both want The Father to win, which is what we picked in our awards.
Easy pick there.
The Father editing. I rewatched The Father last night. It's iconic. It's so good.
It was very good. I've seen it once, but it was very overwhelming.
Yeah.
And the editing had a lot to do with that. I mean, if that movie had been edited any differently, it definitely wouldn't have landed the way that it did.
For sure.
I would love to see it win.
I think Nomadland will probably win this one just because it's the easy choice, but this could honestly go to any of these nominations. The Father, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and Chicago 7. I think Chicago 7 would be the most ridiculous one to win.
It's so long. It's exhausting. Like it's
in a courtroom.
It is not clean. Like
also,
it's
the editing
not,
is actually not very good.
Yeah, like it's just like. Not very precise editing. Like I feel like the story drags so much and could have been a lot. Could have flowed a lot better. Flown?
Yeah.
Flowed?
Flown. It could have.
Flowed?
I think flowed.
Flowed,
it could have
right?
flown.
Okay.
It could have flew a lot better.
Yeah, I didn't make a prediction for this one. I'll make one before the actual show.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I should say that too. Like, these might change for me. These are kind of like what I wrote initially.
Yeah, this was just kind of my gut pick, which usually I end up going with anyway. But I just don't know which one will win. I'll probably just pick one randomly, which will probably end up being Nomadland because I feel like that's just the way the Academy is going to lean.
Production design is tough. There's a lot of stuff I think could win because these are also different because you got The Father, Ma Rainey's, Mank, News of the World, and Tenet. I would love to see The Father win again because I think that's such a central part of that story. I don't want to like spoil like why because I think it's kind of a spoiler if I say why, but if you've seen it, it's like very like a big part of that story. But I could see like Mank is an obvious choice because it's Hollywood. But Tenet is also like...
Yeah, I think Mank... I also think News of the World could take it. Like, honestly, if I were to pick one out of these five, it would probably be News of the World. But, like, I wouldn't say it was my favorite or, like, you know, the best. But in terms of the Academy, I think that they'll go with Mank. But
I also think Ma Rainey's is really good because it's all set in that studio. And I think they do a really good job of using all the space and showing the audience where everything is in the room. So you feel like you have a really good
idea
of that. Yeah, I think this is a good category. It'll be interesting to see what they pick, which is not usually the case, I feel like, with production design. Like, I'm, like, so interested in it. Cinematography, one of my favorite categories. Unfortunately, this year it's pretty locked in, which is Nomadland, I think. I could see maybe other people getting it, but that seems just like the pick that I feel like they're going to go with.
Yeah, that's what I put too. I couldn't really see them going with something else. I don't know, maybe Mank would be another one they could go for. But I feel like it just hasn't gotten the traction, you know, like it's just not in talks as much. So I would be kind of surprised if Mank took it, but, you know,
I feel like Mank is going to be one of those where they get, like, this was The Irishman last year. There's always, like, I feel like one of these where they get nominated for a lot of things and they just don't win anything. I think that's honestly going to be the case with Mank. I love the cinematography in Nomadland, so I would love to see it win. But I also sometimes I like a little bit of, like, a question. But I think this one is pretty locked. Judas and the Black Messiah actually did have good cinematography, now that I think about it. So that would not be bad either. These next two picks are, like, the most obvious, like, easy answers, locks, in the whole awards. First is sound, which is the first year they're combined.
Yeah, one sound category.
One sound category to rule them all. Obviously, this is going to be Sound of Metal, because...
Yeah, there's no way. If anything else won this, it would be, like, the biggest upset possible, I feel like, this year.
If, like, let's say Greyhound won this, I would pull a Kanye and go up on stage and, and be like, no,
steal it.
That's exactly what I would say, yes. That is
my
word
Kanye
for word.
Impression.
Wow.
I don't know
so
what Kanye
point.
Sounds like.
Not like that, but it's fine.
Yeah, Sound of Metal is going to win this one.
International film. I've seen all of these except I have not seen The Man Who Sold His Skin yet. I will before the awards. I don't think that one is really a front runner, though, so I don't think it matters.
No. Because
another round is going to win this, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's no way it won't win, which I'm happy about.
I feel like that's with every international film. I feel like they're never really a... It's never a
competition.
A competition, because there's always one big one every year.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I would love if Better Days won, because that is like...
Yeah, you loved that one, right?
It was so good. I bought the Blu-ray. It was really good.
I haven't watched... Maybe I should watch it.
I don't know if you would like it as much. I don't know. It's very...
You never
it's
know.
Very,
I mean, you don't really like Another Round as much as I do, but...
Yeah, I don't mean I don't hate it.
No,
but
right.
I think
right.
I mean out of the ones I've seen, the four I've seen, Another Round would be my second choice, because I don't think Collective or I can't pronounce that one, the
Quo
question mark one,
Vadis.
Quo Vadis Aida. A lot of people liked it. But Another Round would be my second choice. So if that wins, we love Mads. We would love to see
King.
Him win.
Today it was just announced that he's casting the new Indiana Jones movie.
I know. I'm excited for that movie. I don't even like Indiana Jones, but now
like... I liked Indiana Jones as a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, we were pretty into the Indiana Jones movies, but it's been a really long time since I've watched them. Like 10 years.
I don't like the first one, and I saw half of the second one, and I was like, "You know what? I'm not going to put myself through this."
Wow.
So I stopped it.
Rip.
I just don't like those. I really don't like action adventure movies unless they have like another aspect to them. I feel like supporting actor. We're here. We've made it to another acting category. Who are the nominations?
Let's see. We have Sacha Baron Cohen from The Trial of the Chicago 7.
The weirdest choice.
We've got...
I don't understand.
Yeah. Daniel Kaluuya from Judas and the Black Messiah. Mm-hmm. Leslie Odom Jr. from One Night in Miami. Paul Racy from Sound of Metal. And Lakeith Stanfield from Judas and the Black Messiah.
Two Judas and the Black Messiah nominations, which I feel like was a little controversy on the first day. I haven't really heard anything about
it
since then.
I would even argue, when you look at these nominations, really, Paul Racy is the only one that is truly a supporting actor.
Yes, because all the other ones are, well, I feel like Judas and the Black Messiah is definitely like, not really a two-hander per se, but definitely they're both like on the same level. And then the other two Night in Miami and Chicago 7 ensemble are ensembles. Movies. We just need an ensemble category.
Yeah.
They just need one.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of other people, if they did, these people would not have been nominated, and someone else, you know, I don't want to say more deserving would have been nominated, but, like, someone else would have been nominated. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, like, Sacha Baron Cohen, like...
I mean, he was fine, but he wasn't, like, a standout performance. And also, no. Like, other people I thought were just as fine as him. So it was kind of just which one do we pick, you know?
Exactly. That's what that movie felt like, was, like, here's a bunch of supporting actors. Just pick one, please. Like, that's what I felt like while watching that. We both think Daniel will win this. I think that's pretty safe.
I'm still mad that Alan Kim is not in this category.
Oh my gosh. He would be he's the ideal supporting actor for any movie.
Well, a lot of people even would say that Alan Kim was the leading actor.
Yeah. I mean, that was another hard movie. I feel like that could even probably be an ensemble one too.
Yeah.
I would love to see Lakeith Stanfield win this. I feel like Daniel Kaluuya's performance was good in Judas and the Black Messiah, but it was definitely it was just not my favorite type of performance, because it's very, like, just, like, hero figure kind of one note kind of thing, which is fine. You know, it's hard to do in its way. It's just not my favorite type of performance, where Lakeith Stanfield's performance I thought was, a lot more layered, because it's, like, he's kind of, like, undercover throughout the whole movie, but he's, like, I don't know. He has all these demons, and he does a really good job portraying that. He's just a great actor.
He's a really, really good actor.
If he won that, that'd be great, but he won't, so it's fine. Now, a category that is pretty weak, honestly.
Very, very, very weak, I would say.
Animated feature.
So we have Onward, Over the Moon, Shaun the Sheep, Farmageddon, Soul, and Wolfwalkers.
All right. So
I didn't particularly like any of these movies. Honestly,
I mean, yeah, the only one I like is Soul. If I had to rank them, I would say Soul, Onward, and Wolfwalkers are probably tied. Shaun the Sheep, and then Over the Moon. Over the Moon is one of the worst movies. I don't understand. It's so bad.
It's not good. It's very like 2010.
It feels so cheap. Like they're in this like very abstract world, but it doesn't. I don't understand why it's so abstract.
Yeah, none of the jokes are, like, very good jokes either. Yeah, there's aspects of it that I thought were good. And then I thought the music was not good. And then everything
I felt
else
like a
was
very cheap
good.
Imitation of, like, a 90s Disney movie.
See, I thought it was a cheap imitation of Lego Movie 2.
I never saw Lego Movie 2.
Oh, bummer.
Soul is going to win this, for sure.
Yeah, I think I would rather see Wolfwalkers win, just because, you know, I like seeing those other studios come in and win, and, you know, the 2D animation and whatnot. Yeah, I think Soul is going to win it. They have it unlocked.
I think Wolfwalkers has, like, a 20% chance.
20? I would say maybe, like, 15. 10 or 15.
With Wolfwalkers, it was really, because I did like it. It was like, I think, like a 7 out of 10 for me, I think. I gave it. I think it was like right on the edge of being something I really liked. But there was, I feel like, a couple things that just held it back for me.
Yeah, I felt the same way. There were aspects I thought were really cool, and I just, but it like didn't go all the way for me.
Yeah.
It was almost there, but not.
It was almost there. I could definitely tell, though, it just had a lot of heart and like care put into it. So if they won, I mean, they won't, but it would be cool, like, for the animators and filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're getting down to the bottom here. We are at the short category, which you've seen a few of these, so you can
here
comment.
Here and there, yeah.
Here and there. So live action short. I did watch all 15 of these. I watched the 5 documentaries last night, so we have content to talk about. Live action short, these are not good this year. There was only one I liked, which was Feeling Through. Because that one was just, I don't know, it was just really cute and touching. And they did use, like, a real, like, one of the characters is deaf and blind. And they used a real, like, deaf and blind actor, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That one won't win. It'll probably be The Letter Room, because that one is, like, the most movie feeling. It has Oscar Isaac.
It's the most prominent one. I mean, it features Oscar Isaac, which I feel like puts it at the forefront of a lot of people's minds.
Mm-hmm. You also have two distant strangers here.
Yeah, I think that if the letter room did not win, it would be two distant strangers, mm-hmm. just because I feel like one is the other most popular one right now.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so it has a lot
It's very easily accessible.
Yeah, these are just, they're just not very great this year, honestly. Animated short. This is hard because usually with these ones, I'm always on the side of like the really like experimental or like the really cool one, the hip one. And I never want like the Disney one to win. But this year, Burrow is like, it's such a nice short.
It
and all the other
so
ones.
So cute.
It's just so, it's just, it's so it cute. Won me over.
It did.
So if,
it's cute.
It's so good. It's so good. And it will win probably.
I said also I feel like If Anything Happens, I Love You can sneak in there for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Some people obviously are like, ooh, Pixar, let's pick this.
Yeah.
And, you know, that one I feel like is also very topical, and the Academy mm-hmm. likes topical things. I could see that one also winning. So I said both because I was like, I don't know, could be either one.
It could be either, honestly. You're right. Opera, I really liked Opera, just because it's very technically impressive. The other two, meh. Nah. Yes People's awful, so if as long as Yes People doesn't win. All right. And documentary short. Now, this is honestly usually my least favorite category, but probably this year it's my probably my favorite category of the shorts. I would love if Do Not Split win one. Because it's just, it's about the Hong Kong protests. And it's so well put together. And the footage is, like, I don't understand how they got some of the footage that they got.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's really good. Like, if you could watch this, if you could find a way to watch this, I definitely would try. The others are fine. I think A Love Song for Latasha is probably going to win because it's Netflix again.
Yeah, that's what I put too, just because it's the most accessible is the word I was looking for. It's the most accessible.
Yeah, and it's pretty, I mean, it's not like topical totally, but it is semi-topical, I feel like. A lot of the issues with these, for me, this is the only, Do Not Split was the only one that wasn't like this, is they feel so overproduced that sometimes it feels like they're not even a documentary anymore.
Yeah.
Like, so A Concerto is a Conversation is one of them. And that one, it's like a conversation between this like composer and his grandfather, and like talking about like how his grandfather like started his own business and stuff, which it was a great, like a cool story, but it's edited. The conversation is like, it's two close-ups of their face, very like focus on the face, very faded background, and it just flips between the two close-ups, so we never really see them in the same frame together, so it feels very like produced,
mm-hmm.
if that's the right word for it. So that's why I would love Do Not Split win, besides the fact that it's just such a powerfully told story. It's like the most real feeling documentary of all of them. So Hunger Award is also just Oscar bait kind of torture porn stuff. So
yikes.
That would not want to win that one. Anyway, visual effects.
What a fun category.
I can't believe I watched the one and only Ivan. It's one of the biggest mistakes of my life.
The visual effects
are so bad.
Would I like it?
No. Here, it's just so boring. They're just at this circus the whole time, and they're just sitting in his cage talking to this dog. It's so boring. It's so boring. I don't understand how kids would like it, because they're just sitting around the entire time, just talking.
Yeah, interesting.
And the visual effects really weren't that good, in my opinion. Like, they were fine, but I don't know. Tenet will probably win.
That's what I have winning.
Which would be cool.
Did you watch Love and Monsters?
I have not seen that one yet.
Okay, I've heard
I haven't
it's
seen
fun.
That one. I haven't seen Mulan. Don't kill me, everyone. I am halfway through The Midnight Sky. I did not finish it yet. It's so boring. But the visual effects are actually really good. I don't know. Like, it looks really good. And it looks all really real, even though obviously, like, a lot of the stuff is not real. All the snowstorm stuff. So I think if that one, it'd be cool, because I think it does look really good. That's like the only aspect of it that I liked, which is why I was fine like not finishing it at the moment, because I really didn't care about the story. I was just like, oh, this looks pretty, this is some nice screensavers. What's our next category?
Original screenplay.
This is the cool kids category. This is for the this is like the cool kids table.
I like that.
Yeah, this is for the cool kids. I mean, Trial of the Chicago 7 got in somehow. I don't know who gave who let them in. We need to hire a new bouncer.
They're definitely not
for this cool,
cool
kids table.
They should be at the
boring kids the adult table. They're at the adult table. This is the kids table.
The boring table. The table where nothing fun happens.
Yes, that's where Chicago
only
7
arguments
belongs.
And only politics happens at the adults table.
Real change happens at our table. I said Minari because, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I feel
think
like
that's
where
screenplay.
Maybe I would go. That or Promising Young Woman would be my like personal pick.
Yeah, I think these are like some good screenplays this year besides Chicago 7. Because Judas and the Black Messiah is pretty basic, but it still like stands out enough. Sound of Metal obviously has some great like
sequences.
Like,
yeah,
sequences,
there's some
monologues.
Really good scenes.
Yeah, so I'd be fine with all of these winning except for Chicago 7, which I honestly think might win.
It's right up there. I think Promising Young Woman is going to win this one.
Oh, wow. That's I feel like that's a little bit of a going
I
out.
I think it's
going to
take
I would
it.
Like it.
I could see Chicago 7 winning, unfortunately.
This one is honestly, I don't know really what would win this one. I feel like it could be any of them. If Chicago 7 wins, though, that'd be really, really unfortunate. So please don't win. All right, now for the second course at the kids' table, we have adapted screenplay. Not as cool of a time, but I haven't seen The White Tiger yet, so can't
either.
Comment on that one. And I don't know why Borat is here, because it's not scripted, really. Like, I want to see the script they have for that Borat. I want to
yeah,
see, like, the
know.
Shooting script. Because this is just, like, walk into Mike Pence convention dressed up as Donald Trump. That's like the whole scene that they probably could script it because they can't script stuff because
well,
they don't know.
None. What a big give them screenplay.
Oh my gosh. we're locked in on this one. We think The Father is our choice.
Yeah. I think it's just very, very clever writing. Same with the editing. I feel like they go hand in hand as if it was structured differently or if certain scenes were different, it really would have changed the way the film functioned. So I think that the writing really, really elevated that story and pulled it together.
Yeah, I mean, and it's because it's adapted, it's definitely a different process. So maybe this was more like when they wrote the play, but I just can't imagine like them trying to keep all the timelines together or like, because
yeah.
It's so abstract. So
yeah.
Would love to see it win. I think Nomadland will win.
Because what I
usually
too.
The best picture front runners or win this kind of award.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is honestly like the only thing I wouldn't nominate Nomadland for out of the stuff it's nominated for.
Yeah,
I don't think the screenplay
the
is good.
The screenplay was not very good.
And I mean, half of it isn't a screenplay because it's just interviews. So it's very confusing why this was actually nominated or why it would win. But it probably will.
Because that's the Academy, folks.
And now that's what I call the Academy.
So next right. We've got
music time.
Original
music
score.
Time.
There's a few good ones in here. I literally don't even remember the Five Bloods score.
No, it's like, if it was going to get nominated for anything, why original score?
Yeah.
Like, even
crazy.
Editing. Even, like, anything
I feel
else.
Like, oh, God. I just, like, the whole time it makes me so mad because I feel like The Five Bloods should be in all of the places where Trial of the Chicago 7 is.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I feel like they just made a mistake, you know? Like,
yeah,
I feel
they're
like
they're going to come out like,
accidentally,
guys, wait,
they
wait.
Were like, there's been a mistake.
There's been a mistake.
The Five Bloods, you guys were the nomination.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
It just feels so weird to me. But yeah, we both said Minari here, obviously.
King, love it.
We love Emil Mousseri. He's a king.
Please come on the podcast.
We need to ask him. We haven't even asked him. We keep saying this.
Well,
but
he listens. We know. He
yeah,
we're
he
his biggest fans. We gave him two awards.
Yeah. I bought the like limited edition vinyl and it came this last week. Like I pre-ordered it a while ago and I actually forgot.
Wow, what a serotonin boost that was probably.
It, and then it showed up on my porch.
Wow.
It is beautiful. Like the whole layout is beautiful and it's like a pink and white swirly like pearl type marble.
Like marbled kind of thing.
It's amazing. I'm
we should post some pictures.
Yeah,
on our,
I'll post pictures of it. It's so beautiful.
So everyone can be jealous.
I would love that to win. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Soul's going to take this one, though, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like the Soul
score
is good. I just want this one to win, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's good, but really? Yeah, I think it's impressive that Soul and Mank got nominated because, like, it's both the same... like composers, so that's awesome for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Killing it out here. I think the Mank score is good too, but I think it's definitely going to be Soul. Now we have the worst category, original song.
Oh. Why do they do this category? Do they do this category just so they can have performers at the Oscars at this point?
Literally, I think that's it. Let me tell you, I've seen all of these movies. The only one that's actually in the movie is the Eurovision one.
Right. All the others are credit songs, right?
Yes, exactly. And the Eurovision one, it's fine. I mean, actually, I think it's a pretty good song. So maybe I wouldn't mind if that won. I don't think it will. I think the only one I could see me listening to outside of the movie is Fight For You. I think that's a pretty good song.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know what's going to win.
I think Speak Now from One Night in Miami is going to win. I have not heard this song. I have not heard any of these songs.
You haven't heard the song? Yeah, wow.
No,
it's
but
very, it's slow.
I will bet money. I'll bet money with you that Speak Now is going to win.
I'm not betting any money. I said Hear My Voice just because it's the most Oscar Beatty song.
I don't even really know what it is I'm basing that off of.
You,
but like,
you just have a gut feeling.
I just know. My intuition, my prophetic vision... I am now a psychic, and Speak Now, it will win.
Well, we'll see on the the pod next week.
We'll find out.
We'll see. All right. We're down to the big three. Okay, leading actor. This is an incredible category besides Gary Oldman.
Literally the best.
Let me tell you something. I am the number one Mank stan in the world, but I don't think Gary Oldman should be here. And I'm not the number one stan because I love it so much. I'm the number one stan because I'm the only one who likes it.
I'm like the number one hater.
Wow. So sad. But all other four are very good. So Riz Ahmed, Chadwick Boseman, Anthony Hopkins, Gary Oldman, Steven Yeun. I don't know because I feel like... I'd love either Anthony Hopkins or Steven Yeun winning,
look,
I think.
Is Steven Yeun's performance better? Maybe not. Would I like to see him win an award?
Yes. Yes.
Every day of the week, more Steven Yeun content, please.
Yeah, I think Anthony Hopkins has the best performance here.
I would love to see Anthony Hopkins win it. I think his performance was phenomenal. Chadwick Boseman's going to win it.
You were saying this about the supporting actress. I think this is like...
This one's in the
other
one. Locked. Yeah.
Very locked.
Which we talked about this in the fall when we talked about the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were saying for a lot of the same reasons now that really, why wouldn't they give it to Chadwick Boseman? I feel like it's just one of those things that would have happened either way. And he did give a very good, deserving performance, so... Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with him winning, you know?
Yeah, he'll win for sure.
I think he did a really good job with it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so now leading actress, which is like the opposite of the leading actor category, which I feel like this is so up in the air.
Yeah.
It's really, I have no idea. So we have Viola Davis, Andra Day, Vanessa Kirby, which I didn't even know that Pieces of a Woman was like trying to get awards. Frances McDormand and Carey Mulligan. So Andra Day won the Golden Globe. So that's something.
I think she could, like, I went back and forth about this where I was like, oh, Andra Day's going to win. And then I was looking at it and I was like, ah, oh, but Carey Mulligan could win. But then Viola Davis has also won certain awards too. So it's just like, it could go either way. I'm predicting either Carey Mulligan or Viola Davis. I haven't made like an actual pick yet. But I'm thinking it's going to be one of those two. But really, I mean, I haven't seen Pieces of a Woman or United States versus Billie Holiday. I would be the most surprised probably if Vanessa Kirby won.
Yeah, that's
but
the only one I think is
really
definitely not
going
to win.
Really, if any of those four other ones win, I would not be surprised either way for, like, literally any of the other four.
Yeah, yeah. I think Viola Davis is, like, the one I'm leaning closest to. I don't even know why. I feel like just, like, that's the one, again, like, a little bit of a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, Frances McDormand, Carey Mulligan, or Viola Davis, I think, would all be deserving. I think Entre Day is good. It's hard because the movie is so bad that it's, like, really hard to separate her from the movie.
Yeah.
So, which really isn't her fault, but it's just, like, hard. But, yeah, this is going to be interesting. We were saying this, I think, last year, where it's so annoying how the acting categories are so locked usually. So this is exciting because we don't know. Wow.
We don't know. I love it. I love not knowing.
It's so nice. And it's also nice because I don't have, like, such a stake this year where, like, I really want one person to win. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, I'm just excited to see who's
going
to get
it. I love, too, that, like, in the past, like, last year it felt like we did really well. Both of us did really well with our predictions, like, having a certain number out of all of them. And this year, like, I love that it's more of a toss-up because it's, like, I don't know, will I get a lot of predictions right? Won't, like, you just don't know. Could go either way.
Carey Mulligan winning would be cool, though. Like, I think that'd be fun. Anyone winning, it would be fun. Fun times. I forgot directing. So I said big three, but this is actually the big four because we have director.
I would say this one is locked.
Yeah, Chloe Zhao is probably gonna win. She's won every other one, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Like,
which, like, I'm very happy for her. I'm, you know, I'm all in for her winning and taking it. Whether like Nomadland, but, like, I like her
the directing.
And
yeah, she's great.
I think she's a cool person, and I think it would be great representation for her to win. And I'm rooting for her, but I'm also, like, rooting for other people too, you know?
Yeah. Do you want to say who you're rooting for? Because you have them here.
Yeah, I have Thomas. How do you say his name? Vinterberg.
Vinterberg.
The English pronunciation of
the English Fuck Association. That's a
Danish
name.
No, I would love to see him or Lee Isaac Chung win.
Lee Isaac Chung would be great, honestly. Like, I would like that one, too. I mean, another round, it's hard, because, like, for these kind of directing awards, it's hard when you don't love the movie to, like, to look at the directing. But the directing is good, like, especially because he has to work with a lot of different actors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, obviously the ending scene, but there are scenes with a lot of people. Emerald Fennell, she did a good job, too, because that movie has a lot of different tones.
This is a really good category. Well, I mean, I skipped over David Fincher. David Fincher is a good director, I guess.
Yeah, he's great.
I wouldn't say Mank is his crowning achievement, but...
That's the thing where, like, I think the second, because I think the other one is Benjamin Button or something, which is, like, why aren't you nominating, like, Zodiac or something?
Yeah, something that's, like, very good,
but
you know, whatever.
I love David Fincher. I can't wait to see him take a shot when he loses.
a king.
so good. Now we come to it.
Best picture. Oh gosh, this category is, like, I'm just gonna say it, this category sucks this year, but not in a way that's like the movies are bad. It's like there's not really, like, a standout movie, so I think it makes it a lot harder because there's quite a few of these movies that could win, I feel like.
Yeah, and it's so infuriating. I know they're changing this rule. I don't know why they just can't. I feel like the Oscars are like, oh yeah, we'll change this rule in 5 years. Like, why don't you just change it now? But they're not. They're going to change it so they have to do 10 nominations for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't understand why. Like, why not have 10? Because I feel like having two more here would just make it
a better
more exciting
category.
You know, even like have another round here, which would add like a completely different type of movie. Defy Bloods here.
Yeah, I mean,
even something like Borat,
like,
which, like,
Soul,
was nominated for Golden Globes.
I feel like
Soul
could have squeaked in here.
Instead, we got Chicago 7.
Big sigh.
Big oof.
One night in Miami, I'm surprised didn't get a plug here.
Yeah, One Night in Miami got a lot of snubs, honestly.
Yeah, it just is weird to me. That's all I have to say.
I would be fine with any of these winning. Besides, okay, Chicago 7, definitely not. And I feel like Judas and the Black Messiah is a little basic. I mean, it's good, but, like, for me anyway. I feel like I'd rather something else win. Mm-hmm. But they're not bad movies, really.
No, but a lot of these movies were like 4-star movies for me or less. So it just is kind of weird because
Promising Young Woman was
4.5
higher. Yeah.
But like everything else was basically a 4-star. So
I would like Minari to win.
That's
Minari
what I winning put. Would be great. I'd love to see Minari or Promising Young Woman win.
Is Alan Kim going to be there? Is he going to be at this show?
I don't know. I wish. I love him.
I want to see him. I want to see it win, and I want to see him come on stage. That's what I want.
He is the cutest.
Please win. Maybe they can have like some baby chicks for him to play with on the table.
Oh my gosh, those little baby chicks he was playing with in his little cowboy
maybe
hat.
We can have like a corner shot in the screen, like at the top right corner can be like the Alan Kim cam, and it's just on him.
The whole thing like, is on Alan Kim.
Yeah, just like watching him like react to all the winners. I think that'd be great. I think Nomadland will probably win.
I mean, she's gonna win Best Director. It'll likely win Screenplay. And I just feel like the next thing it would win is Best Picture. Like, it just makes sense to have that
trifecta.
Yeah,
I don't think it's as much of a lock as, like, maybe others have been in this category. I just think it's, like, the most likely out of all of them, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree.
The only one I can't see winning is Mank, and The Father I don't think would win. But Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, and Trial of the Chicago 7, I think are the four.
I could see winning. Could you imagine if Promising Young Woman won the Best Picture?
That would be wild.
That would be the worst.
Can you imagine all the think pieces?
I would get off of Twitter. That would be the worst Twitter discourse. Like, there's already so much Twitter discourse
about that
movie.
There's already so much discourse.
That would be, like, the worst thing to have to experience on film Twitter.
Chicago 7 winning would also not be fun. Sound of Metal winning would be cute. That would be fun.
Yeah, I would be here for that.
Sound of Metal and Minari would just be nice picks. I feel like if they win, there would be no one complaining.
Yeah, it would just
because Nomadland,
nice
there's controversy around Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Trial of Chicago 7. So I feel like if any of those three win, there will be
too much for my brain to like process.
Yeah. That's why Minari winning would just be the best. It'd be the best.
I would cheer.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway.
So Alan Kim.
Those are all of
that's
ours.
The Oscars.
I really have not seen a lot of these movies, I'm going to be honest. This year I slacked off. I just have been like so busy that, you know, I just haven't taken the time. Last year, I forced myself to watch all the movies, and then after, I was like, I didn't even need to waste my time doing that. Like, it didn't have any bearing on anything. And this year, you know, I just made the executive decision for myself that I would not force myself to watch movies, and I feel great, you know?
Definitely did not make that executive decision, and that's why I watched The One and Only Ivan.
I started Farmageddon the other day. Like, I was working, and I was like, oh, I'll throw Farmageddon on. And I threw it on, and literally, like, 10 minutes into it, I was like, no, thank you, and turned it
right
back on. Yeah,
it's boring.
Yeah.
The thing with this year, I texted you this, is that, like, all the little movies that are nominated, besides Defy Bloods, I guess, technically, because that only got one, but all, like, the smaller ones are just not good, really. Like, Greyhound is just, like, a terrible movie. So, I mean, and I hated it. I would honestly recommend to people listening, just watch the... Honestly, if you just watch the Best Picture nominations, you'll get most of the big stuff. In another round, maybe, you know. So, smaller ones, I would not worry. If you have thoughts on the Oscars or nominations or want to tell us why we're wrong, email us at secondhandfilmcritics@gmail.com and we will... maybe read your comments next episode.
Yeah, or maybe if you want to take me up on my bet of Speak Now, One Night in Miami, winning Best Original Song.
Yeah.
I am willing to bet up to $1.
Wow. That's a lot.
$1. Yeah, starting bet, 35 cents. I do have Venmo. Email me. Hit me up. Let us know.
You just get like
bets.
A $1 Venmo, and the subject line is Speak Now, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm ready. Fight me.
Social media, you can follow us, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just search Secondhand Film Critics. We should pop up unless there is another Secondhand Film Critics that has been made in the last 2 hours that I'm not aware of. We've mentioned this, but what's our next episode? Just so we can kind of make sure
we'll be talking
knows.
About the Oscars. Who would have thought?
Again? Wow.
Nah, we'll be chatting after the show. It'll come out on Tuesday, obviously, because we got to take some time. But we'll be talking the show, our thoughts, what's going on. Maybe there's an opening number. Maybe there's a joke that we like or don't like.
Wow.
Talking about speeches, our reactions to the awards. Maybe if we take some sound bites during the actual show, we'll throw in. And now we're going to run the tape of the soundbite from when they won the award.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if Eminem will come in and play a 5-minute song again.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just sad Martin Scorsese won't be here to give us any more reaction
King!
Memes.
Oh, yes. I still use reaction memes from last
They're
year
so
Oscars
good.
All the time.
They're so good.
Mostly
Maybe we'll get
Martin
some more.
Scorsese.
Until then, I'm Noah.
And I'm Kayla.
And
we're your
secondhand
film
critics.